NobleKnight.com is your one-stop shop for all things role-playing, board, wargaming, and collectible card games. Noble Knight Games is committed to providing you with the best possible selection of new and used products with a selection of over 100,000. Everything on the site is in stock and ready to ship to you worldwide. Discounts are available, and you can expect reasonable prices for rare items. You can even sell or trade your stuff to them. NobleKnight.com, where out of print is available again.
Throughout the ages, there have been heroes and warriors who have embarked on quests to save faraway lands and free the people from would-be conquerors. With dice and not a lot of common sense in various role-playing games, today, our legends come from the halls of This Week in Geek, an unlikely group of nerdy adventurers armed with some pretty stupid ideas and a horseshoe up their butts come together to save the day in These Warriors Are Terrible! Seriously, these are the guys we're going to go with?
Welcome back to These Warriors Are Terrible, brought to you by NobleKnight.com. I'm Mike the Birdman Dodd. In our last adventure for Star Wars Leviathan, our heroes, if you will, have infiltrated the Imperial base and are attempting to take it to find out what information is held inside this Imperial facility and what dangers it holds for the galactic citizenry, as it were. I am joined with, on my left, by the Albino Fury himself,
Steve Snowball Sailor.
And of course, we have to bring our token female a little bit of love to the room.
Erica Sabo.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me.
Oh, you're the Bordop. You're Darth Bordop.
Hi, everyone. I'm also going to introduce myself, Justin Eacock. It's great to be here again.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be so special.
Now, let's see if you can actually roll something above
higher
a
than
one.
Ones.
Three ones, technically. Aww.
Three snake eyes.
And, of course, we have to bring in our I can't remember what you said last time.
Well, it's Jar Jar Julian Spillane here.
No, see, you're not the Jar Jar this time. You're actually doing it pretty well.
It's
Justin who's our terrible one this time.
I would like to say, okay, I'm playing the soldier guy, Craster, who sucks really bad now.
Yeah. I think he flunked out of the academy.
Point. Steve, who are you playing?
I am Arborn Zell, the bounty hunter. Human.
Yes. And then we've got Julian.
As A92, an assassin droid first built in 4000 BBY, now currently fighting as a mercenary.
And flying our ship.
As Rivik Zarbo, a smuggler and explorer, with her ship Ghost Rebellion.
Excellent stuff. All right, so...
And a whole bunch of stormtroopers are suffocating to death on an ammonia-based planet.
So let's begin our adventure, our second episode of Star Wars Leviathan. Okay,
Sounds good.
All right, so you guys are... All of you are now inside the Imperial base. The atmosphere has begun to normalize due to pressure doors that have closed on the outside.
So we can take off our enviro helmets?
Your environmental suits are now no longer needed.
Okay.
Just hopefully no one blows open the doors.
Good point.
Okay, so.
Wait, didn't we just blast the door?
Well, there's a secondary.
Okay.
And it's a very quick-moving closing door. Really quickly.
Yeah.
One guy got chopped in half.
What's your character's name again? I always forget.
My name is Craster.
Craster. Is Craster inside now?
Yes, Craster is now inside.
And did we do? Is that one stormtrooper that hid? Is he still around?
You don't know where he is.
Okay.
Oh, he went missing. While I'm here, are there like other dead rebels with face masks?
Yeah, there are a couple of dead rebels. There's a lot of dead stormtroopers. There's probably.
So that's fine. I'm just picking up one of those masks that wouldn't be needed because mine's kind of broken.
Crack in it.
So I'm just going to replace it. It's going to be great.
You replace your face mask. You were joined by about 10 other rebel commandos. The rest of the rebel forces are outside securing the perimeter.
So is our group actually like in charge of this commando group?
No.
No,
but you are
part
of the lead
strike
team.
I am. I want them backing me up, so I order them to follow with me.
Roll me command.
But here's the thing, though. Like, what is our objective? Like, our group's
your objective is to support the rebel strike force in capturing whatever information this base.
So we don't actually have a mission objective.
No, you are to support them because you don't know. Is it a data core? Is it a person?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
11.
All right, then. You attempt to take command of the group by barking out orders. Your voice is immediately drowned out by someone else.
Of course it is.
You see this guy walks up. He strolls up. He's probably, he's an older guy. He's about 45 years old.
Okay.
He looks tough. Half of his face is metal. Think of Kano from Mortal Kombat.
Is he Australian?
No, he's not from McDonald's. Hello, baby. Anyway, did you miss me?
Okay, well, fine. Then we'll just go on without you.
So he strolls out and goes, "You trying to take control of my troops, boy?"
We're all in this together.
Yes, we are. So learn to take orders. However, I like your spunk.
Off.
You're second in charge.
Yes, I am.
All right. Take those five. Secure that catwalk. Let's go.
Done.
So right. These guys presumably know that I'm a droid because I'm, you know, with the troops and I'm not really. I'm in my enviro. Well, I'm in my enviro suit with a full cloak on. But is there any visible
prejudice?
Yeah.
The rebel guy who's commanding you, you know as Jano, doesn't completely trust you.
Fair.
Anything that can be programmed to kill and make its own decisions, he's not entirely trusting.
Your kind isn't welcome here.
Pretty much, yeah. I wouldn't call him. He's trying to think. One step below racist, I guess.
Okay,
sort of thing.
I'm full on racist.
All right,
stupid.
All right then.
Killing bot.
So who's going with who? There is Jano's group, and there is Caster's group.
Caster.
I'm going to go with that Jano.
Okay.
I'm
going to
go with Jano.
All right.
I'm
going to
go with Jano.
Wait. Why are we splitting the party?
That's the golden rule about splitting the party.
Yeah, no.
You know what? I got my own party. I got five other commandos that are with me. They're not red shirts at all.
All right, then.
They're just better shields.
I've seen how this movie ends. It ends with no one caring when I die.
Okay, so you go up the catwalk. And you notice there's a bunch of doors lining it. You can look into a bunch of windows that are also up there, too. They look like they're medical labs of some kind.
All right.
But you don't see anybody inside except a couple of 2-1-B medical droids. And they're, when you start looking through them, the glasses is kind of frosted. You can't see too far in.
So our standing orders is just clear the base while they look for shit, right?
Yeah. Clear the base while people look for it. But you notice in there, there are shit tons of Bacta tanks, more than what this base should be able to hold.
Oh god, they're probably cloning people.
So that's just his group?
Yes, that's what he sees.
Great. So while this is happening, as we're walking, I mean, I'm gonna roll a search here just to see if I notice any extra details, which I'm gonna have to take a minus dice because I've still got a sprained ankle. Because that's what happens when you get a sprained ankle is you lose a dice. From the last episode when I spun off of my swoop and almost broke my hip. So I got a 10.
You look around. You notice that the doors of the base are all open. You're presuming that's because when the base was attacked, that it's basically ease of access so troops can move.
To evacuate into whatever because they also had like a breach with the ammonia coming in.
Exactly.
They don't want people being locked in and suffocating to death, which is very un-imperial of them, but sure.
All right. So the doors to the medical lab are open to you.
Okay. So like what... the catwalk, is it clear while we're up there?
Yeah, there's a couple of dead troops.
Yeah.
But the stormtroopers, since they're in sealed armor, could they be playing possum?
Well, like me?
Yeah.
Last episode? That's fine. They can, the five commandos, I signal for them to just go on ahead to those troopers lying on the ground, just confirm they're dead. And I'm going to peek into the medical lab and see what's in there.
Okay, you...
I've got my gun out.
All right, so you command the troops to go check the other bodies. You walk into the lab. You see this huge white clean room. And there's probably about 70 Bacta tanks lining the
one
wall.
Empty?
There are bodies in the further ones, but you can't tell what they are from where you are. So do you want to go investigate a little bit further?
Yes.
All right. So you start walking through there. You've got
I'm gonna die, guys.
You've got your gun up.
T-virus or something. This is like Resident Evil Star Wars edition.
So you walk through and you get up closer to one of the Bacta tanks. You see a couple of Wookiees in there, a Twi'lek. Basically, it's almost like a menagerie of alien species.
A bunch of... useless crap.
Yeah, they're alive, but there is no brain activity.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
You see a bunch of reports.
I mean, if they were humans, I'd be a little bit more concerned.
Yeah, you don't see any humans, oddly enough, which is a little bit strange.
They're just experimenting.
They're just experimenting for all you know. You see a bunch of computers.
Probably for cosmetics.
Are all locked down. And you start...
Cosmetics?
Yeah, it's just a soap factory.
Treating them like they're monkeys?
Yeah, pretty much. This is just like for the Imperial beauty line. Beauty.
That's how the Emperor keeps his youthful looks.
He doesn't look a day over 200.
You also notice...
Something skin cream.
You see a bunch of what looks like dissection tables. You see something.
Okay, well, what about computers, like with information on them?
They're all locked.
Oh, of course they are.
If you have mechanical and computer programming, you might be able to open them.
Communications, but that's not really the same thing at all.
Maybe I should have gone with...
No, that's fine. So I'm just going to, like, bang on some buttons and keep looking around the dissection table. But there's really nothing. There's no one, like, living. Like, there's no workers in here. This room is...
I don't know. Have you searched it again?
Yeah.
You don't find anything on your first look through.
Oh, my God. Searching it again. Wild dice is a one fucking...
You don't find anything.
Yeah, well, I only rolled a two. That's why.
All right, then. Switching scenes. Okay, so you
guys... with the rest of the party.
Meanwhile, yes. You guys have cleared the room. You didn't find any other Imperials while clearing it. You go down this long hallway, and there are windows on either sides, and you see pretty much what Justin saw upstairs. Just hundreds of Bacta tanks, mostly filled with a lot of alien species.
Well, I want to, because I have investigation skills, so I kind of want to find out exactly what this is. So I talked to A92?
Yep, A92.
Okay. A92. So I want to basically tell him to go through the computers, and I want to use my investigation skill to see if I can figure out why these creatures are in their back to tanks.
Okay. All right, roll me investigation.
All right. That is 60.
Wow. It's a lot of investigating.
That's right.
And while he's doing that, I'm going to computer program
on
the computers to activate the terminals.
Okay, so that is okay. So 7.
Mm-hmm.
27. Okay. From what you can gather, just by looking around, you can see this is definitely some kind of medical experimentation, potentially something with cross genetics. Some of the stuff you are looking at, you don't quite understand, but there's a lot of medical terminology.
Mm-hmm.
You see a lot of references to a ship named Leviathan, and it's being commanded, or at least the project was being overseen by Admiral Thrawn. And you're not entirely sure what they're trying to do. All you see is there's a lot of capture orders on slaves, and they're to be brought to this facility, processed, and then sent back to Leviathan.
Could I be able to tell where is Leviathan right now?
That data is currently classified.
Okay.
It is eyes only, Base Commander Bevik.
All right. I relay that to the party, and then I say to Aiden.
You got
to
find this commander and, like, take his eyeballs out.
Thanks, person from the other room.
You related to the party over the comm system that we all have.
All right,
the
thumb razor thing. Yeah, that's fine. And then I talked to A92. What did you find on the computers?
So let's see. Okay. Well,
looking for a roll over 20.
While he's counting the dice, I'm also telling you about the dissection table.
I do not get it.
So okay. You know the same things upstairs.
You cannot get the terminals to activate beyond basic level access. But you can tell this base has been busy and a supply shuttle has left within the last 2 weeks.
Could he tell if any of the people in the back to tanks are still alive?
They were when they came in, but they have been processed. From what you can tell, there's some kind of medical experiment data. The files say, and I quote, trying to delay the process. Host is having trouble staying alive during incubation. Results inconclusive as infiltration.
I think they're making bombs out of Wookiees.
You would think anyone would be making out of bombs.
Out of Wookiees, though. That's
out of Wookiees.
Wookiee bomb. Fur bombs.
Wookiee bomb.
Wookiee bomb.
That's actually the name of my next mixed drink.
So, yeah.
The fur bomb.
The Wookiee fur bomb, yeah.
So as you guys continue to walk down the hallway, you don't find any more Imperials. However, you do pass by a slave pen. And you can you basically walk in there. This thing smells of death, urine, feces,
okay, so none
everything.
None of them are alive.
None of them are alive. Okay. Definitely the smell of death hangs heavy in the air.
I don't have to deal with that.
And the smell of recent blaster fire.
Oh, they culled them.
You said it was Janu?
Yeah.
He's with us, right? Janu.
Yeah.
So he's with us, right? So what is his objective?
Try to find the base commander and what was going on here.
Okay.
Your objectives were to free the slaves, which that's not going to happen now.
Obviously. What is Janu doing? Or Janu doing?
Janu is looking at the back of the tanks. He's trying to make sense of the medical data there.
Mm.
He looks at you, looks at A92. I'm like, and he looks at Rivik. I don't suppose any of you guys is a doctor, perchance, eh?
I have basic knowledge in first aid.
First aid.
Well, I'm pretty sure Mr. Wookiee here doesn't need a Band-Aid. Although it's weird. If you start looking at some of the data, this guy, he's been kept in suspension in Bacta for over a month. He should be dead from Bacta poisoning.
Hmm.
But he's not. The data says he's brain dead. The body's alive, but the body's dead. There's also some weird stuff here don't quite understand, though.
Can we tap into the computers to be able to get a layout of the base? Or do we already have that?
You guys have the most basic layout. There are rooms you cannot access because it says access denied command level staff only.
Sounds like pickled Wookiee. It's a pickled Wookiee, everyone.
I've got one.
Is that another drink idea?
I'm just up in my room making like my own comments down the comm line. I'm like, guys, I'm getting really thirsty.
You really do want that drink.
Oh, hey, those dead stormtroopers out on the catwalk, they were dead?
Yeah, they were all
okay,
dead.
Do they have any access cards, anything on their body that can access? I mean, were any of them officers? Or were they?
Yes,
just...
one of them was.
Yeah, okay. So I'm rifling through his dead body, taking his access keys.
All right, you take his command cylinder, which was hidden in his breast pocket under his armor.
Yeah.
And you walk by the door, and one of the computer terminals does open up.
Bing, bing.
You have access to the security level systems.
Uh-oh.
It's like ICQ.
All right, so you now have access to what is going on in terms of security. You can access cameras, lockdown.
Oh, this is fun. Okay, great.
What do you want to do?
I'd say give that access to the droid.
Well, the droid is downstairs with your party, and yeah. I'm up here by myself. So first things first, where's the troop movement going through the base?
The troop movement, they've all taken into a back lab.
Okay.
Which is at the back of the facility. You see one Imperial officer.
They in relation to the other team?
They're probably about four or five doors down.
Oh, okay.
And down a walkway.
All right, so not that far away.
Yeah, so okay. they're all pretty close.
And then any other security to be concerned of?
There are some security droids, but for some reason they are not active.
Oh, not active yet.
In terms of what's left in the base, life signs
can
you detect.
Can I access any locked doors from where I am? Like,
yes.
Unlocks, start getting more access to the other team?
Yes.
All right. Can I open up a computer terminal down there?
No, but you can open doors.
Okay, fine. Let's just start unlocking. I unlock those doors.
All right. You unlock pretty much the entire base. Starts going. Every door in the base is now open.
Open sesame, team. Open sesame.
You notice in one of
it's a good thing you're good for something.
You notice of the security monitors in the back lab where there are 10 stormtroopers and the one Imperial officer. They hear the door and you just see on the monitors their expression changes to surprised, and they look at the door, and then you can't hear what's going on, but you see him pointing at the door. You're getting the impression seal it, seal it, seal it.
Hey guys, there's what he said. All right, down the end of the hall, people. You got that commander, the eyeballs that you need to access the computer. You might want to go there. The door's unlocked, and they're going to try and start welding that thing shut.
All right, I'm going to...
So, let them rip.
I'm going to start running towards...
For basically, you guys can hear it.
Yeah.
Okay,
let's see.
You may hear it first before I tell you. But you all definitely heard the door just go bam. Like you heard this loud bolt just slam out.
Seven.
I got 12.
All right, Steve, you definitely... You two definitely hear something at the far end of the hall, and you hear someone shouting something.
Okay.
Then Justin's message comes through.
Go get those eyeballs.
All right. Then I say let's kind of flank the sides of the door. Mm-hmm. Let's just
wait,
go
so how many of them are in the room?
There are 10 stormtroopers and one base commander.
And how far is this from where we are? It's around
probably
the corner?
About 40, 50 meters, and there's just a long hallway.
Does anybody have...
Is it around a corner, or is it just a straight down hallway?
Straight down a hallway.
And a straight down hallway, there's a door in there, in the room in that door, right?
Yes. I really want to set up myself at the end of that hallway with my repeater.
Okay, are you going to go downstairs?
Sure. I mean, we cleared the catwalk.
Yeah, orders catwalk is cleared.
Successful. There's nothing in this room. The computer's done. We're done here. I'm joining up at the party, and I'm bringing a machine gun. All
so right. We want the computers intact in here, don't we?
Yeah.
Because
Because I won't throw a fragmentation grenade.
Really?
Down
yes.
the
Come on.
That
would not
just
be a good idea.
Smashy, smashy.
I'm trusting
the rest of the Rebel commandos that are not with the team to start gathering data cores out of the computers upstairs. Maybe they can be cracked by...
really cool. So I use my command roll to be all like, oh, guys, oh, it's like 6-6 and a 5.
Yeah, they listen
like
to you.
But fucking time, it doesn't actually matter. So I'm like, you, and you start collecting data cores, meet you downstairs. We're going to collect some eyeballs.
Sir, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sir.
And they start getting to work.
All right,
so you guys start
again.
Walking down this like big hallway?
Walking. Yeah.
I think we're running.
I think we're running.
I'm pretty sure we're running, yeah.
Roll dodge.
Okay.
Dun 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 17.
13.
All right then. What happens is
11.
You start to see laser traps like on the Death Star. You know those little cameras that pop down?
Yeah.
4 of them pop out. 3 of them miss. Steve, you are hit.
I am hit.
You are hit. Roll strength.
Roll strength, okay.
All right, you are resisting 3D damage, which means you have to beat a 9.
Okay, let's see.
And don't forget to add your 1 dice for your armor, right?
Oh, right, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Thank you. I rolled a 6 on my wild. So it's, I definitely beat it. I got like a 14.
All right, so yeah, the shot knocks you back, but not down.
Can I use my, because I have wrist lasers to basically start base shooting at the...
wrist lasers.
Okay, James Bond.
As soon as I saw it, I'm like, ooh, that sounds like a good one to have. So, all right, so what do I roll for that?
You want to roll, do you have the wrist laser skill or blasters?
I just have blasters, yes.
I'm going to say you're going to have to roll dexterity because you don't have the wrist laser skill.
Okay.
But you'll probably hit it, so.
Okay, so
probably dexterity.
So 3D.
Yeah.
Ooh, another 6 on
as long as you roll above a 5, you're good.
Oh, 11 on the wild alone.
Come on. 15,
18.
How much damage do your wrist lasers do?
4D.
Okay, roll me your damage.
Okay.
Those are strong lasers.
Yeah, I know. oops.
It was like 2D for you.
1 on the wild, but I rolled 9 on.
So
10 total.
10 total. I'm just going to add that up normally.
Okay.
You destroy the laser trap. It just, boom, just blows up because they're not very strong.
Come on.
As you guys run past these, the laser traps are all facing the one way. So just have to be careful when you go back down the hallway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
I got a question about wound. We're surrounded by Bacta tanks. Can I, like, just... I don't know how Bacta works.
You can do it, but if you don't, you'll poison yourself. But it's not to say you're in a medical lab. You could ask one of the medical droids.
You have first aid. Why don't you just heal yourself?
Well, I don't want to waste one of my medipacks on, like,
and
this.
And there are medical droids here, dude.
Yeah, they are programmed to do no harm.
How long is this going to...
Take?
How long is this going to take? Like, we're in the middle of a firefight.
About 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, fuck
that. And you're still upstairs anyways.
Yeah, right? So I'm just going to run downstairs and deal with this wound until the battle's over.
Okay.
I don't want to miss anymore.
All right, so you're going downstairs?
Gun. Yeah, and, right. I'm pulling out my, I'm holstering my blaster rifle, and I'm pulling in the slung light repeater blaster.
All right, so you stand at the end of the hallway. You are out of the range
remember
of
when,
the
like,
laser
the
traps.
The Terminator was on top of that building, just like shooting down. Yeah, it's gonna be amazing.
All right, you do as such. You do notice the laser traps, but you are out of the range of them.
Well,
but you can definitely hit them.
I don't want to shoot the rebels. I'm kind of behind the rebels. So
you are behind the rebels.
So
don't
like
shoot down the hallway
back.
For right now.
Not yet, but I'm running. I'm gonna head down the hallway and catch up with them.
Okay. Are you going to shoot the laser traps or just run past them?
Yeah, I'm going to shoot something.
All right, then roll me your blaster. There are three of them. You can shoot all three, but you're minus one die every time.
Yeah, all right. So the first roll would be the full three die.
Minus one. Your wound.
Well, that would be four, but I'm only going to get three because of my wound from that swoop. Swoop.
If you just healed, he'd be fine.
Guys.
He's never going to step on the, what is it, the Ghost Destroyer?
The Ghost Rebellion.
Ghost Rebellion.
No. Steve, what did I just roll?
Holy shit.
I just rolled two ones and a two.
So broadside of a bar, you missed the first laser trap. You want to try the second one?
What's funny about this, folks, is that like about a week before we started playing this, Justin's telling me this epic sort of backstory that he has with his character, and he's just become the most incompetent.
If I had actually like done any of these roles, I'd be doing great. But you don't even get this. 2 weeks ago, we recorded a different role-playing podcast where I was the dungeon master, and I was rolling six after six after six. I was murdering our players.
Yep.
And now I'm a player again. And
this
it's
is karma,
back to one.
Bitch.
It's so... This is what I get. Mm. Craster! You're letting me down. Okay, so I just start shooting, like I guess with one hand with a giant light repeater. This is a two-handed weapon, and
You try to Rambo
I'm, like,
it.
Trying to go gangster with this thing, and it's not working out, you guys.
More like Crapster, am I right?
Crapster. I see
roll
what
me
you
your
did,
dodge.
Man.
You have to be at a 13.
Wounds. I only get two die. Come on. Plus two to it. So I get a 6, 7, 8.
You are hit.
Yeah, of course I'm hit.
Okay, rolling damage.
I'm dead.
Roll me your strength. You have to beat a 7. But you roll your full strength.
Without the wound die?
Without the wound die.
So the all three die? You're just giving me a sympathy die.
That's the way it
I
is.
I bet you are. I'm going to use a character point for this so I get that extra die. Can I do that?
Yep.
Yeah, of course.
You can do it after you roll, too.
Yep.
So when I rolled all those ones, I could have redeemed myself. Guys, you're not letting me know this. You're just letting me fail.
Yep.
You fuckers.
Where's the fun in that?
Well, I got a 6 on the wild die and a 5 and a 5 and a 1. So we got 6, 7, 8, 18, 19, 20. 21.
The shot clips
21.
You, the shot clips you in the shoulder, but doesn't do any damage. It doesn't even pierce your armor. You're pretty sure these weapons are underpowered.
These weapons are underpowered. Yeah.
Roll me your dexterity, unless you want to shoot or go past the other laser trap. There is one more.
Might as well roll the. Now I get it, but it's minus one more die.
Yep. So you're down to.
I'm down to just two die. Yeah. Now when I. Jen.
All right, next laser trap is trying to shoot you. It misses.
Oh, wow.
It goes right by your foot, and you are past them.
Okay, great.
All right, so now at the end of the hall, this is where all of you guys are. You can hear stormtroopers, basically that filtered voice through their helmets, and you can hear a very panicked base commander saying, seal the doors, seal the doors. I don't care what you have to do, seal them.
I want to take one of my arrows, my explosive arrows, and kind of stick it in the gap in the floor.
Okay.
Basically, just try to
the threshold, where
the door would slide shut.
Okay.
I want to be able to stick something in it so it would block it
to stop it.
Yeah.
Wait, an explosive arrow? What?
I have a bow and arrow.
Okay.
And I want to take one of my explosive arrows so that basically it just sticks right into the door.
You...
So when the door tries to close, it'll explode and then it'll just kind of blow the door open.
So you're at the door?
Yeah, we're at the door,
right? We're at the door. Yeah, that's why we're all at the door.
Well, I'm not.
You are
at the door?
You are walking towards the door.
You just got caught up with us, right?
Yeah.
Yay! Hi guys. How's it going?
So Can I see any stormtroopers in plain sight through the door?
Not in plain sight, but you can definitely hear them.
Just throw in a thermal grenade and just vaporize everyone in that room and take out half the base.
Or
I could, basically just shoot an explosive arrow into the room.
No, I would have just thrown a fragmentation grenade from down the hall into the room if I did that. I want to keep the computers
intact. Yeah, I want to just make sure the door doesn't shut on us.
Why don't we just enter the room instead of doing that? Why don't we just... Go in.
Yeah, with machine guns and blasters.
I'm thinking escape route.
Right behind you. I'll make it.
oppressor wouldn't be able to come in, though, if we just went in, because then when...
Okay, Mike, how long do you think it will take them to seal this door? How long do I see that?
And then
you'd
go
probably
in.
Take them about 2 minutes, so you can get because in later. They don't have anything... Yeah. Okay. Meant to seal the door. They're just trying to block
it. It's going
to
take them 2 minutes, then so we can run in.
Then I want to wedge the door so that we'll stay.
We're not
going
to close the door. We'll just... Guys, go! Yeah. I'm just yelling at you. Go!
I'm running
kill
in.
Them!
I'm running in, blaster out.
All right, then.
Why are you waiting? All right. Don't wait for me!
All right, I'm going to see if you take them by surprise. A92 takes them. I'll say you take them by... surprise.
Sweet.
You walk in the room, stride in, this 2 meter tall. Do you look obviously mechanical? Basically, could someone tell?
My shape is very weird, so they probably couldn't. They're in an enviro suit, too, right?
Yeah, they all kind of stop and look at you, and they're like,
wait,
there
why
is,
would a droid need an enviro suit?
It gives me extra armor.
Oh, good point.
So, you take them by surprise. The commander starts pointing at you and starts yelling, blast it, blast it, blast it.
How far away is the commander?
About 10 feet.
Okay. Ranges, are they in meters or are they in
meters.
Feet? Okay. So then...
he's easy to hit.
I've got my blaster out, but just, again, out of the element of surprise, my hidden compartment slides open, concealed weapon port, and just a big burst of flame flies out into
nice.
The commander.
You're going to fry the base commander?
Yep. Wow. A hidden flamethrower.
All right.
That's pretty cool.
You sick fuck.
We found the mic of the group.
Yeah, I guess so. Cook them.
Oh, shit. And okay,
oh,
so
no.
That's... no, that's good shit. That's
okay,
16,
good, good.
All right. 25 to hit.
Oh, dear.
Okay, you... He's definitely wounded.
So
he is
all right,
kind
okay.
of on fire.
Here's what I basically see this happen. I'm like, I'm about to stick the arrow into the door to wedge open. I'm like... I just stick it back in my back. I'm like, I don't need this anymore.
So he starts flailing backwards. He's on fire. The stormtroopers just start shooting.
So what the flamethrower does is does 5D damage up front, dice, and then 3 dice every turn for 5 turns.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, so first turn, he's on fire. He's rolling backwards.
All right so... Okay.
He's wounded.
And can I, as a second action, I can shoot?
Yes.
I'll shoot another one of the stormtroopers with my blaster.
Okay.
So.
You take him by surprise as well.
Do we need to roll initiative at some point? Or?
It's perception.
It's perception, okay.
Yeah, so each of you roll your perception, and I'll roll for the stormtroopers.
All right, and I hit 4.
As one.
And I hit 4, 5, 10, 15, 20, 26 to hit on my second shot.
All right, you hit him with the damage.
Okay, so it's 5D.
Birdman, am I rolling all of my perception, or am I counting my wound?
Count your wound for this one.
And I get a... Oh, okay, so... that was 5, 8, 9, 13 plus 6 is 18 damage.
All right. The one stormtrooper is definitely wounded. You pierce his chest armor, but he is not dead, but he's definitely wounded. And you have also hit... You've not hit one of the stormtrooper captains... Because he's one of the ones that's left. Basically, you shot the one beside the one who has the shoulder pauldron.
All right.
So that just gives you an idea. All right. So what was everybody's initiative rolls?
6.
17.
Three dice. Let's see.
And what was yours, Justin?
I rolled 7.
Okay. So Steve goes first, then you, then Erica, and then we'll see what you
roll. Okay.
I just rolled 6. So.
Okay. So Steve,
me.
Justin, then... Erica, then Julian.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, Steve, go first.
All right, so how many troopers are left in the room?
There are 9. One of them is definitely wounded.
And one's on fire, right?
One's on fire.
Could I?
Is taken. Hold on, now I gotta roll his damage.
It looks like a melted action figure.
Ooh, Kenner. Could I be able to basically take my blaster in one hand and shoot or a trooper and then use my wrist lasers?
Yep, but it counts as 2 actions.
As 2 actions, okay.
So you lose one die on one of the rolls, whichever one you want.
Okay. Well, my blaster's is...
Probably 5D.
Well, it's 4D, so I should be okay with that. I'm trying to think of... Because I want to do maybe... Because I want to get rid of as many as possible. I wonder if I should just take out my bow and explosive arrows.
Don't blow up the computers.
Yeah, good point, actually. Shoot. All right. Yeah. You know what? I think at this point, I'm just going to use my blaster.
All right.
I'm not going to use my wrist lasers. I could, but I don't want to lose the die.
All right, so you're just going to shoot at a random stormtrooper?
The only person that's in the of our party's in the room is A92, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I want to basically stand right by the door and just kind of shoot into whatever the closest is.
All right.
So the guy set on fire, was that the commander?
Yes.
All right, yeah.
Okay.
Roll me your dice.
Can we just
for
call
him?
A92 Ann.
Yeah, Ann. Okay, so you're going to be like Ann.
Annie!
Sorry.
Oh, what's happening?
Ann, you're breaking my heart.
Actually, you know what? Shoot.
You were the chosen one.
No, if the commander's already on fire, could I just shoot at his head? And just to finish him off?
Jesus!
Can I just finish him off?
Star Wars! I'm gonna blow his fucking brains out!
Just interrogate and then capture and ransom.
Quentin Tarantino presents Star Wars.
Force one more time!
Well, okay. Do we want to keep him alive, guys?
Well, he's on
he's
fire.
He's already on fire.
He's going to die eventually.
He's going to die eventually, so might as well
we're
put him out of his
misery. Back the tanks, he'll live!
So I kind of want to put him out of his misery.
All right.
Just put a pillow over his face, mercy kill.
I'm going to shoot the commander. Might as well, right?
Except
sure,
you.
Why not? Whatever!
Okay, so that's
Where's Jano in all of this?
He is in the main room.
He's actually
like,
the one on
what
fire.
What the hell are you guys doing?
Shenanigans.
Fuck it. I'll just shoot the closest stormtrooper. I got 10.
All right, then. You shoot the closest stormtrooper. Let's see if he dodges. He dodges.
Ah, damn.
Your shot goes wild. And then Janos is like, take the commander alive. He's got the command codes.
Oh, yeah. Now he speaks up.
Well, now he hears you firing and flamethrowers going off.
Is there a fire extinguisher droid nearby?
I have a fire suppression system.
Oh, good. Yeah. So there you go. Your turn's coming up. And now you know what you're going
to
do.
Yeah, sure. Roll to put out fire.
Roll to smother.
Yeah, actually, I'm pretty sure it just works. It's
just
one of those.
Step on them. Just start kicking them until the fire goes out. Just curb stomp them. You know, stop, drop, and kick.
It's a good thing. It's going to be a good thing that I took that skill in torture. So okay. That's going to come up really well.
Oh, I've got intimidation too, so we can basically good cop, bad cop.
My role was coming up after.
I was like, he's going to cut off his ear.
So I'm coming down the hallway into the room.
Torch him in kerosene.
No, you're going to let me get through the threshold of the door in my turn.
Yep.
So
you can
I've got.
Do that.
I got
I'll
my...
threaten him that you're going to cut off his ear, and you'll do it.
You can probably intimidate them too, because you've got
exactly.
A repeating
I got
rifle.
My repeater, so I'm all like, "All right, fellas, lay down arms. This day's over. You're not going out of here." And, it's not so much... I do have intimidation. I'm going to roll that intimidation as I come in to surrender.
Okay.
We got you surrounded. Oh, it's going to be 3. Plus 2. That's nice. My God. Okay, so that's 9.
Are you just using your blaster, or are you going to use your thermal detonator and say, okay...
No, I'm not going to bluff with a thermal detonator because I might actually use it given how good my luck has been. So, all right. So I've got my my repeater and my intimidation and I don't know.
We'll see what happens with the base
I'm
commander
using
who's
so many
now
character points.
At
I don't want to keep using them up.
Disadvantage because he's on fire and fucking pain. The base commander surrenders because he's like just help me. And the stormtrooper is just holster their weapons.
Well, they should
and step against the back.
I'm going to order them and in my loud, commanding robotic voice to drop their weapons.
They all do as such. They take when they holster their weapons, they undo their utility belts.
Yeah.
And their weapons all hit the floor.
I think maybe it's time to.
I'm going to extinguish the commander. With
kneel down, face the wall.
All the stormtroopers do as such as the rest of the rebel command. You hear some blaster fire in the hall, which means the laser traps are now disabled, and the commandos start to secure the rest of the stormtroopers.
Could I be able to, do we know what room this is?
Yes, it's some kind of an administrative office, but you also see tons of monitors.
Could I be able to use my investigation skill to
figure
decipher
what they are?
Yeah.
Can I help him out with that role?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I've also got investigation.
Can I search the room as well? Okay. Great.
I'm going to ask.
All right. We'll go Erica first, and then you two.
And I'll ask Jano if I can take control of information extraction from this commander.
He's like, do so.
All right. I'm going to. Is there a private room anywhere that I can drag him to or take him?
Yes, there is.
You want me to come with you?
I'm gonna. Yeah, I'll take him aside.
There is. Right. His private quarters are just off of this room.
All right, then I will secure Jano and drag him to the private quarters.
All right, you and Jano enter the private quarters. We're gonna go to.
Oh, sorry, not Jano. I meant to say the commander. Jano can come with
or
not.
You guys both go in.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with him.
Erica begins to search the room.
I rolled a 9 on my investigation.
So. Yeah, right. I got a 9
on the investigation.
I got
as well.
A 14 on investigation. I got a 4 in search though.
Okay, when you basically what you guys are determining, these data feeds are coming from all over the base, and they're all related to the Bacta tanks and the different species. You
like
see
vitals and things like that.
Yeah, Wookiees seem to be the ones that live the longest. Twi'leks are the ones that tend to live the least. And there's also data involving different alien creatures, like species like Wampas, Rancors, Gundarks, and other species you don't quite recognize. Rancor, they're put on high priority, and you're like, capture orders have only captured successfully 2.
Okay.
And that's something that's red. And also see...
Are they still here?
All you see is CC Project.
Because I have beast riding.
you see that it reads CC Project Leviathan. Operational data is marked 2.5 weeks ago.
Interesting. Great. Okay. I also whistle for a med droid.
All right. You whistle for a med droid. A 2-1B medical droid comes up beside you. How may I be of assistance?
My ankle's killing me.
Please get on the table, sir, and take off your environment suit.
All right, well, fine. I start stripping.
All right, you start stripping.
And meanwhile...
medical droid does work on you. Okay, what are you doing now, Arbon?
So you're in with me, right?
Yeah, basically. Okay, now what is your intimidation?
My intimidation is high. I have five dice in intimidation.
I also have 5 dice in intimidation,
and I also have torture.
I'm thinking... Because he's already scared of you basically setting him on fire, I think I could talk.
Well, I was gonna actually ask you to secure him.
Okay.
If you can secure him.
Yeah, and while I'm okay, all right.
And
so
you can threaten him as you're securing.
I'll secure him, and I'm like, if you don't let my friend know what we want to know, my friend likes things extra crispy.
He just
starts. You can see the
robot
fear.
And he has no emotion.
You can
no
just,
empathy.
He is very sadistic.
You look at this guy. Half of his face is melted.
Oh,
part of his hair's burned off. He is terrified of you.
And so
he's also in a significant amount of pain because he doesn't have any painkillers in his system.
This
yet.
Was a really cushy job up until this morning.
Yeah.
He did not. I don't think he had fire hazard pay.
So I look at the commander now that he's being secured, and I ask him directly, "What is your purpose?"
To oversee Project Leviathan and the test subjects.
What is Leviathan?
He's like, I'm not telling you.
Do you pride yourself on your militaristic ability?
He says, my name is Admiral Bevik. My serial number is TK4265.
Let me ask you again. Do you pride yourself on your ability as a soldier?
You have to roll versus knowledge, intimidation.
Do I have to do that too?
Look at this way. You're not going to have a whole lot of challenge
here. I rolled a 6 on my die, my wild die. So let's see.
I don't need to.
Then I rolled another 6 on my wild die.
Oh, there you go.
So that's what?
12, but you can keep them going.
13 on the wild die, plus another 6, plus another 5, plus 1, plus 2. I beat it by a lot.
What are you going to do to him?
So I am going to repeat the question.
I think you should just open up his little fire flamethrower compartment.
You got it. So I repeat the question, and does he answer?
Yes. He goes, what?
I said, do you pride yourself on your ability as a soldier?
Yes.
Then perhaps you'd be very interested in giving us this information. And I walk over... And I hold up his left arm, because he was right-handed, right? He was holding his left. So I take his left hand, and I just snap the bones in the right hand. Just.
He has no resistance to this. You snap his hand. He starts, I wouldn't say crying, like...
Is this,
Is this happening in the next room to
yeah.
the administration office?
You can hear this.
So
you,
I'm getting like the medical droid working on my ankle, and I'm hearing.
And I peek out. I peek out of the door. I'm like, it's all right, it's all right. We got this handled. And close right back.
Uh-huh. He's like, all the information you want is in the computer. But shoot me before you go.
I ask him for the access codes.
The Empire does not. He gives you his command cylinder out of his pocket and goes, "Do me the favor and just execute me now, because the Emperor will not stand for this."
And I say, "Thank you, humanoid." I snap his other hand and I leave him there.
Oh. So
and I walk out the door, hands like this. Yeah. I'm done.
Jesus, sick fuck. Janos just looks at you both and is like, "Jesus, guys." Walks up behind him and just knocks him out cold.
Uh-huh. I look over towards A92 and just kind of give him a wink, letting him acknowledging that it's like, okay, you are
cold
and blackable, and I like you already.
Janos walks past you and goes, "You don't do that again. That was effective what you did, but we don't do things like that. We're supposed to fight against this type of thing."
We do.
No, I'm cool with this, guys.
We do what we need to do to get the job done.
I will remind Jano that I have no affiliation, and I'm doing this as part of a job. And if they would like results, they should probably stop questioning my methods.
There's probably a bounty on him somewhere that I could claim.
Jano goes, "Well, orders are orders, I guess." So you take
you take the
command cylinder. You walk up to the base's computer that was in that room that wasn't cooked by your little flame trick. You tap it beside the monitor. You have full system access.
All right.
What are you looking for?
Data on Project Leviathan.
Project Leviathan, what it is, it's a bioweapons project of some kind. The specifics aren't really clear in the data. What this facility was for processing and experimenting. Basically, this is results data. And that's it.
Well, I'm going to download the entire contents of the computers into my system.
All right, you do as such. However, you do find out that Project Leviathan is actually a mobile research lab.
Mm.
And it's meant to be on the move. It's a converted Imperial One Star Destroyer. And what it is, most of the armaments have been stripped off to include extra power bays, extra weapons labs, stuff like that.
Where is it now?
It is currently in an uncharted system, but the coordinates are there.
Is this the only mobile base that's handling the Leviathan?
Yes, this is the only mobile base that's currently handling the Leviathan live subject testing.
Rebellion will pay handsomely if we can go and deal with that place for them.
The command codes will also grant any ship broadcasting them clear access into the base, because basically you would be under Admiral Bevik's command codes. And as far as they know, he's still alive.
Perfect.
We should bring him.
His corpse.
Okay. Bring his eyeballs.
I think maybe what we should do is... How big and how mobile can a back to tank be?
There's already a back to tank
on the ship.
Yeah, so I think maybe we should just drag the Admiral along with us.
Okay, all right. So
just in case if we ever need more information.
So you're gonna put him in a portable back to tank?
Hold on, I don't know. What do you think, guys?
I think the...
I'm not the captain.
I think you got as much information as you're going to get.
And the Empire doesn't care about hostages. They would rather he die along with us. Like,
all right.
No point.
So
we just cut him off from the Empire and declare him a traitor and a fugitive.
Can we blow up the base?
Sounds familiar, right?
If you wish.
Blow up his face.
So you're going to blow up the base?
I didn't say blow up his face. No.
That already happened.
That sounds like...
Jeez. You're
Pinocchio. Every day you're just getting a little bit more human by taking their faces and putting them over your robot face.
God, his face was sick. Fuck.
You know, okay, no, I meant to say, let's just blow up the base.
Well, the rebels might want to, we might want to extract some information first before we,
well, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Waiting around. We know the location of where this Project Leviathan is. While the rebellion and the rebels are dealing with this base and the cleanup job, we should leave now, you know, and head towards the mobile base.
I think I agree, because the less people that know about this, the better. That way we can sneak into the system probably undetected and be able to get more information about this Leviathan. And then if we need for backup, we can send for it later.
And I would recommend not blowing up the base, because that would cause a large explosion that would probably alert Imperial forces that the bases have been
Yeah,
because
there's still a space
exploded.
Battle raging in orbit, right? So they don't know
also,
necessarily
Also, we have no
hyperdrive.
Remember, we have no hyperdrive.
Right. Shoot.
Is there this base, any shuttles? Any ships?
Yes, there is Admiral Bevik's personal
Let's
ship.
Let's take Admiral Bevik's personal ship to Leviathan.
Do you want to leave?
How armed is
leave
it?
My ship?
I don't give a shit about that ship.
Of course you don't
shut
give a shit about
fuck it. Fuck off.
Oh.
My recommendation is that we take some ships, stop by some habitable, bustling planet to, you know, make sure everything's in order, and then go as soon as possible.
I would say, is there a way to we can fix the hyperdrive on the ship quickly?
Not in the time.
No.
Not in time required.
No. Yeah.
No, dead duck. We'll come back for it.
Goodbye,
don't worry.
Goodbye, ship. Yeah. It's probably the best thing we can do right now.
It's not going anywhere.
Yeah,
right.
No. It would be to our disadvantage if
we
did.
I kind of wanted to take that ship with us.
I know.
I'm not going to lie.
Well, let's
it's a good little ship.
I will let Jano know everything.
And just tell him to, like, hey, we'll meet up with, take the ship.
I like your plan.
If someone can fix it for us, and then
we're telling Jano the plan?
Yeah. We'll give the coordinates where it's
at. A small strike team might be the best way to go like this, because we are using the Admiral's personal shuttle.
Yeah.
Odds are they're just going to think we're with him anyway. Well, odds are we just walk right in.
I do have knowledge of military procedure.
Systems, yeah.
He goes, it's not a bad idea. There's tons of stormtrooper armor. We can just blend right in.
Then, we'll take the ship. Mm-hmm. I give Jano the coordinates to where we landed. Ghost.
Rebellion.
Ghost Rebellion, and ask him to fix it. It's not even my ship. Why am I caring? I just like taking command. And then we'll just take the Admiral ship and then just take off.
Okay.
Mm. All right. Unless anybody else has anything else that they want to do.
No,
I don't care about that ship.
Okay.
We can download all the information about Leviathan.
Yeah.
In Anne over there. He's got all the information on Leviathan in his butt. All
right.
So we'll go and get.
That is where the memory core is.
We'll get four matching pairs of stormtrooper armor in great condition. Kind of mix and match it, so we get none with any burn marks on them.
Yeah. You grab the fresh new stuff. You also grab a couple other uniforms as well.
Some E-11 blasters. Standard issue.
You guys load up the shuttle. You also notice the Admiral's shuttle has an instantaneous connection with Leviathan systems.
So you can
access some information.
I'm going to take a piece of the Admiral so I can be able to claim this as a bounty.
He's
later.
Not dead. He's unconscious. Jano just knocked him out.
Just take his thumb. Okay. Just take his thumb. It'll be fine.
All right, I'll take his thumb.
He'll have a cyber thumb. He'll be fine. Yeah. He'll just Jano get a robotic his light.
Hey, it's business. I got to have something so I can be able to prove that I captured him.
Jano looks at you and goes, you're not going to do that. I'm going to put him in a back-to-tank and we're going to leave. God. There's a lie.
I want receipt that I captured him alive.
Do I look like a retail outlet?
I want a
get
receipt.
Get on the shuttle. We'll deal with it later. You'll get your reward.
I ain't
you damn mercenary.
I ain't leave without a receipt.
Don't worry.
There's a lot of money to be made out there in this galaxy, and I want it.
He just kind of looks at you and is like, yeah.
Okay, I rolled a 17 to persuade you to give up.
You do so.
This is a lot of money. This is an admiral in the Imperial Army.
Okay. All right. Yes. Admiral in the Imperial Army. Granted. Leviathan, we are going there first.
Yeah.
Whatever bounty you're thinking you're getting here is nothing compared to the rewards that await you.
Fine. Fuck it. Let's go.
Okay. So, you guys board the Admiral's personal shuttle. It's a Lambda-class shuttle, so think of Shuttle Tiderium from Return of the Jedi.
Yep.
You guys get inside, but it's very more luxurious. So you guys get off, take off into orbit.
Who's flying this?
Oh, well, our pilot's flying it.
Yeah, okay. Our captain who can fly.
Yeah.
You're co-pilot.
Yeah, you can fly too, so co-pilot.
I'll handle communications.
All right, so you guys fly into orbit. You see what happened after the space battle. Okay. You do see a couple of the Corellian corvettes you guys came with have been destroyed. One of the Mon Calamari frigates has taken heavy damage, but the other Star Destroyer is in absolute pieces in orbit. So this battle was, I wouldn't call it lopsided, but
it was a hard-won victory.
It was a hard-won victory. So you're coming home with probably
a third of what
you brought with you. But you hear General Riken come in over the comm.
This was worth it.
And goes,
all these
all right,
twisted ankles.
We got what we came for. Some classified weapons data, and I understand Commander Janos, you're taking a small strike team to follow up on a lead.
Janos is taking a strike. We left Janos behind.
No, we took him.
Yeah. Oh,
did we? Janos with us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because
he has to lead this.
Oh, I'm surprised, actually. Yeah. I thought he was staying back.
I thought
in the base.
So, me too. Yeah, I thought
he was right. That's why I didn't want to. I was just going to leave. I wasn't going to tell him. Don't tell him I said that.
So, okay, yeah. Janos says to.
Kind of wanted to steal the glory.
General Riken, we do have a lead we do want to follow up on. We'll report back in as soon as we
Listen,
know more.
I'd say if anything were to happen to Janos on the way, I wouldn't actually care.
Okay. All right, good. There's probably bounty on him somewhere, too. the equal opportunity. Can we be able to give coordinates to the rebel to a nearby system, just in case if we ever need to have backup?
Yes.
I would do that on a very secure private channel.
Exactly.
Yeah,
secure,
transmit them using rebel codes and say, if we run into trouble, this is where we're going to be. Mm-hmm. Here's the next closest rendezvous point.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Punch it, Chewie.
All right. So.
Oh wait, that's me.
All right. So you type in the coordinates to the Navi computer. You jump to hyperspace.
And we blast off to the next episode.
Blast off to the next episode. But before we get to that, just a little bit of a teaser to what happens. So, you guys exit hyperspace. The field of stars once again drops into normal space. You come into a star system that has two binary stars, one giant red giant, and one smaller white dwarf beside it. Kind of, you can see the red dwarf is siphoning off the energy off the smaller star. There's a debris field, several rocky planets in the system, and the Leviathan Star Destroyer. Adrift in space.
Dun, dun, dun! Someone beat us!
All right. So what will happen in the next episode of These Warriors Are Terrible? They have entered the system with the Leviathan Star Destroyer, supposedly adrift in space. What could take out a fully operational Star Destroyer with nothing in the system that could possibly take it on? You're really distracted. Anyway, moving on. So yes, we will find out what happened. What is Project Leviathan? What does it mean? And what was the Admiral trying to hide that he was willing basically to risk death instead of failure?
Probably the fact that he was mating one of those Wookiees.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, then. So has been this week's adventure of These Warriors Are Terrible. Once again, brought to you by NobleKnight.com, OffWorldDesigns.com, and our many other sponsors. Please be sure to check them out on the right-hand side of our sidebar and give them a visit. So until next time, I've been your Game Master, Mike the Birdman Dodd, with...
Justin Craster, failing all his dice rolls, Ecock.
Steve Arborn Zell, Snowball Sailor.
Erica Sabo.
J3PO.
All right, then. So until next time, guys, may the Force be with you. And we will be back next week right here on These Warriors Are Terrible.
But we're getting better.
You have just listened to This Week in Geeks. These Warriors Are Terrible. Did our terrible warriors succeed in saving the day? Did someone do something completely insane and stun the GM into a stupefied silence? And lastly, did someone get punched square in the goodie bags? Also, are there any settings or RPG systems you'd like the terrible warriors to visit? Do you have your own shameful, awesome, or just plain silly RPG adventures? Tell us with a comment on this episode post or email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. Until next time, geeks and gamers, the dice has been put away, the books back on the shelf, and the Cheetos stuck to the floor. For these warriors are dead!
terrible.